a diabetes breakthrough.
Iran has our drone. The Occupy Wall Street movement now is tackling housing. And, oh, the Postal Service will be more like the Pony Express. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We start with the Postal Service. I've said this before. I don't know. There's nothing like in a card or a letter. I'm all into the texting like everybody else. I have all the devices. I know. Faster than the speed of light. Why would you communicate any other way? Well, the fact of the matter is we still do, a lot of us, like magazines. We don't all want to read a Nook or a Kindle constantly, right? We're all going to be blind, I'll tell you that, because everybody's squinting. Everybody's squinting through their glasses trying to see, what is it that I have in front of me now that I've been looking at a computerized screen for 17 hours? Not just at work, but every other facet of my life. So the U.S. Postal Service announced a $2.1 billion cost-saving proposal, which it means you're going to have 28,000 postal workers who get the pink slips and slower delivery. The idea that you could lick a stamp, slap it on an envelope, and think it's going to get there the next day, first class, forget about it. You know, the whole 44-cent stamp. Yep, from 2 to 5 days is probably what you're looking at instead of the 1 to 3 days. And some people still like doing the check thing. Some people do checks. They don't want to do other services. They feel more comfortable that way. For goodness sake, when I go to the grocery store, there's still people clogging up the line, filling out checks in their checkbook. And that's okay. I reserve the right to allow those people to write those checks. And the Postal Service is on the brink of insolvency, so the changes are being proposed because of the 47% drop in regular mail over the next 10 years. That's what they're projecting. They've seen a massive dump already. First-class mail pays most of the bills. That's what the organization says anyway, so they can't sit back and wait to make changes because if they do, they'll be gone. They'll be done. Now, if they get their way, the regular mail would no longer be delivered the next day as early as April. April. So think about it. That's pretty quick. That's a quick change. And most of the 250 mail processing places around the country would be, on the list anyway, would be closed. So, boy, there's going to be a lot of sad faces delivering mail. If you see your mailman, make sure you're nice to him this time around. Because I'm serious, how many of them are going to be cut? They had $5.1 billion in debt this year, and they have a deadline to make another $5.5 billion payment. Why? To the Health Care Retirement Fund on December 18th. So they're working on different bills to save the Postal Service in the House and the Senate, but we see how quickly they get things done. Here's what people around the country had to say about the loss of the Postal Service as they know it.
Birthdays and everything, important documents. Like me right now, I have to send something literally by today.
Sometimes I send bills, and I barely, you know, with this economy, they barely send it, you know, and now with these cuts, they're not going to get on time.
I'm an avid mailer at the post office. I even pay my bills through them. I get their money orders. I'm all for, you know, them not making any cuts at the Postal Service.
We have got about 32,000 retail post offices across the country, which is more outlets than Walmart, Starbucks, and McDonald's combined. We just don't have the volume to support that extensive a network.
Oh, well, easy come, easy go. Speaking of that, kind of a finders, keepers, losers, weepers, a U.S. super secret spy plane is supposedly in the possession of Iran. What a blow that would be to the U.S. military, and what a huge major coup for Iran. A senior U.S. military man with knowledge of the Sentinel drone, that's what it's called, the aircraft likely wandered into Iranian airspace after losing contact with the handlers. It's presumed to be intact since it's programmed to fly level and find a place to land rather than crash. But technology-wise, huge prize, jackpot prize for Iran, because the spy plane uses the same stealth technology as the drone used to monitor the compound during the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Oh, my. And the Iranians are saying, yes, they have that drone, sort of. They're confirming it, and then other sources say they're not confirming it. We know they have it. Where are they hiding our drone? Give us our drone back. They're not going to give that drone back with this dispute that they're having, the fact that they got slapped with more sanctions. I have to say, that is a blunder. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate, a couple days ago, I was in Iran on a secret mission, and I was there with a couple of Marines, and then I just had the video camera going on, and I'm just going to let you listen to what happened, okay? Drone. Super drone. That's what they called it.
Super drone. There it is. I love it. Very clever.
Yeah. That's
not
true,
good.
Man. I didn't make that up or anything. Look, you know, I worked in the Puzzle Palace over at Fort Meade. You know, there's contingency plans for all this stuff. It's you know, spilt milk. They know drones are gonna, sooner or later, they're gonna go down. So, you know, they've got contingency plans for that. What the big headache is, they're wondering if this was, some sort of inside job. You know, if there was, an operator, or if there was some sort of, you know, electronic, beaconing or meekening.
That pulls it in.
Well, it's a way of using signal intelligence to it's electronic warfare, and if it was a foreign intelligence operation, then the question is how long had it been going on? See, if it just was the plane just fell down, and that's great, everybody will go thank God. But if it's something else, then, you know, they got to figure out how long it's been going on, if the data streams have been, you know, intercepted. Because it's kind of strange that it would just, you know, land by itself like that. you never can tell, though. And when
well,
it comes
Iran,
to...
remember, Iran had said back in the beginning of the year that there was two spy planes they shot down, and they were operated by us. And remember, they were going to say they were going to put them on, they're going to put them out there for the public to see. And then they supposedly showed the Russians the drones that they said were shot down. I don't know. Maybe they've got a graveyard and they're collecting all of the aircraft they can get from us, and they're putting it on display in a museum. Things that we have gotten from the United States. I don't know. I think it's strange. I think there's a lot to this that we don't know, obviously. There's a lot to this story we don't know. But we do know, though, it definitely cost some bucks, like $6 million or something. That's that stuff that that was manufactured by Lockheed Martin.
Right.
So
it's
expensive. Expensive, expensive, expensive. All right, thanks, Tomas. Coming up here on the flip side on ATN, I'm going to introduce you to an interesting guy, Neil Franklin. A major. He's the executive director for law enforcement against prohibition, and formerly he was with the Maryland State Police. We're going to talk about drugs and the war on drugs. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 5th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,733.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,776.74, $888.37 for a half ounce, or $444.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,776.74, $888.37, and $444.18.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Madonna, if you're a big fan and you're old school, going back to the 80s, she is the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Shocking. How did they pick Madonna? I thought she was busy adopting kids and out there doing causes, occasionally doing concerts, but not lately. I can't remember the last time she did a concert. So anyway, she's the halftime act. I think they should throw in like a Justin Bieber or two, a Selena Gomez, I don't know, one of those young singers. Maybe that's what will happen. It'll be Disney and it'll be Madonna on one end. Matt, can you believe that they picked Madonna as the halftime act?
Not really. I mean, we talked about this last night, and it's almost like sometimes they just take a bunch of acts that are about 45 and older and throw them all into a hat and pick one out.
Yeah. Hey, Morty, who do you think will work? What do you think will work here in the halftime show? I mean, I shouldn't say that because I guess in one sense, maybe Matt and I are just completely wrong and my music radar is off. Because Madonna has certainly in her day sold a ton of music. And she does transcend certain generations, but I think her transcending generations is done. Because there's already an heir to her throne anyway, this Lady Gaga, who's 20-some years old and comes up with the outrageous costumes and the songs and everything else. She is like a Madonna of her era. And maybe it'd be interesting if they threw Lady Gaga in. I don't know. The halftime show, the reason I bring it up is because it is the most watched thing for the entire year. Imagine a politician, boy, they would, a politician would love to be in the middle of Super Bowl coverage because of how many eyes would be on them. A ton of people watch. And whether the game is a close game, if it's a blowout game, there's the fascination over the commercials, there's the ridiculous amounts of coverage. It's like 8 hours or something. It starts when you wake up. Time to start talking about the Super Bowl all day long.
The halftime show is the time to go and get more food anyways.
True, if you don't like the act, that's for sure.
Just in general, I mean, you're sit there glued to the TV for a couple hours. You can't sit there and watch the halftime show, too.
You know you were checking out Fergie last year.
I was not. I was boycotting that.
I was boycotting it. I thought you were just a huge fan of the Black Eyed Peas.
That must be somebody else that you know. Because it is not
Maybe
this guy.
Maybe Donovan.
Oh, yeah. He seems like a huge Black Eyed Peas fan.
He probably is, yeah. Will I am. I am. So, when you say Will I am, it always reminds me of Cat in the Hat. Sam I am. But they do have a lot of fans, not to knock the Black Eyed Peas, whether we are or not. But the Madonna choice is kind of interesting. In the meantime, I think the blunder of the week, besides this drone and what's happened there and what information they're getting, the blunder or the maybe it was intentional. I don't know. I don't think so, though. I think there is maybe something more to this. But it's a blunder because it's going to cost us some money. How about this? You want to talk about crashes or getting lost? This fleet of Ferraris, this may be one of the craziest stories. I got a text on this from somebody in Los Angeles, and I thought that they were kidding when they sent me this. And it wasn't in Los Angeles that this happened, but I guess because there's so many Ferrari drivers in L.A., it was a friend of mine, and I assumed it was in L.A., but it wasn't there. It was in Tokyo. They decided they were going to have this luxury sports car outing, and it turned out to become a very expensive freeway pileup. There were 8 Ferraris, a Lamborghini, and 2 Mercedes worth like more than $1 million, certainly way more than $1 million together. And what happened was, it happened over the weekend. What they think happened was when they were doing this little drive, this little cool car drive, cool kids in the car drive, that it was touched off by the driver of one of the Ferraris who tried to change lanes and hit the median barrier. He spun across the freeway. The other cars collided while trying to avoid hitting his car. In this country, we call that NASCAR. In Tokyo, they call that the million-dollar gamble. So the video of the crash has been all over the place. And a used Ferrari in Japan can get you like $100,000 or more, they say. So the damage is definitely at least $1 million plus, and they won't even comment on how much it is. They had to bring in all these tow trucks. Nobody was hurt, seriously. I guess that's the good thing. 10 people, though, were treated for cuts and whatnot, and 14 cars were involved in this. And these are the people driving it, not professional drivers, automobile enthusiasts. And they were on their way to Hiroshima, no joke, from Tokyo. Wow. It looks like they need some driving lessons, don't you think? I think that takes the cake. That is the blunder as far as behind the wheel this week. I'm going to officially say that is the blunder of the week. And you have to see the video of it. Just Google it. Ferraris crashed. Fleet of Ferraris, anything, it'll all come up. I love how they say they're driving enthusiasts. Well, I'm a driving enthusiast, and I've never smashed a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. Of course, I've never been behind the wheel of one. Maybe some of you have, but you haven't done that, right? All right, it's not about Ferraris or drones that are missing that Iran claims that they have, as they show off all the things that they have taken from the United States that wandered in their direction. It's about Herman Cain dropping out. Over the weekend, Herman Cain decided that was enough. He's gone. He said it was too much for his family, the constant media attention, what had happened, the Ginger White thing, because Ginger White was the Atlanta businesswoman who said she had an affair with him for 13 years, and that really sunk Herman Cain. Now there are people, though, that are supporters of his that will have to go somewhere. So where do those supporters go? Newt Gingrich would like some. Ron Paul says he's the flavor of the decade. He would like them. Of course, anyone running would like to get the runoff of Herman Cain. But it remains to be seen. If he endorses somebody, which I think he will eventually, that could be interesting. Tom is listening to us in the great state of Kansas. Hey, Tom.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. Are you getting feedback at all?
I'm not getting any feedback, no.
Okay, I just double-checking on the radio volume. I heard a report on the blunder of the week that the total damage exceeded $8 million.
Oh, of the fleet of the Ferraris?
And Lamborghini and what all?
Mercedes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, $8 million.
Yeah.
Thanks for that number, because they wouldn't give the number. They were just saying it was over a million, because they didn't want to be humiliated, I think. But, wow, I believe it was $8 million. I saw the crack-up, Tom, and the video of it, and some of them were just smashed to smithereens.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, it's nuts.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, Tom. What else?
Well, I just wanted to say that I had an exceptionally good week in football picks. I missed two for the whole week.
Woohoo! How about some applause in Minneapolis? We've pumped our live studio audience full of Red Bull. That's for you, Tom, in Kansas, buddy. Wow, two. You missed two. You did better than I did. I'm in a pool, and I am proud to say that I have nine. I picked nine correct. I started off with just two right. I figured the only way for me to win the pool overall was to make some crazy picks, and boy, I was right. I ended up with nine, unlike Tom, who cleared the decks, only missing two. That's a pretty good record. It's a good time to tell you, nail the score. Don't forget about it. In our third hour on Friday morning, it's so much fun. You can steal the loot from us if you correctly nail the score. We come up with the game of the week. Our computer does. You tell us who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be, and you could win. Tom calls a lot. He called this past week. His guess was Green Bay, 38-10. The actual score, Green Bay over the Giants, 38-35. At least he had the 38 right. I had 28-17 Packers. Wah, wah, wah. Hang with us.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
When they kick out your front door, how you gonna come? With your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? When the law breaks in, how you gonna go? Shut down on the pavement or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too.
Oh, we've talked about this for a long time here on America Tonight. What if marijuana were legalized? We've talked to many law enforcement officers. I've ridden along with the Border Patrol agents. I've talked about that before, and it's interesting. Because the Border Patrol agents that I was with for the entire week, we were talking about Juarez and El Paso. And just recently, there was a big story. You might have seen it. It was in the New York Times. And it was about a Border Patrol agent who was stationed in Deming, New Mexico. His name is Brian Gonzalez, just a young guy. And he was doing his job, and he was chatting up another agent about the frustrations of the war along the border, I guess, actually, and talking about marijuana, specifically if marijuana were legalized. And this agent said that he made the comment the drug violence, a lot of the drug-related violence across the border in Mexico would probably cease if marijuana were legalized. You know, this whole war on drugs and how much has been spent and what people don't know about it is just more than I can take after 10 years of speaking about this. And I have found a great organization, because now Gonzalez, this agent, brought this group up. It's called the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They favor ending the war on drugs. And we are so pleased to welcome to the show retired Maryland State Police Major and Narcotics Enforcement and Executive Director of that group called LEAP, you know, that's what it's called, the acronym for it, Neil Franklin. Neil, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Kate, well, thanks for having me on tonight.
You have 33 years in the business of law enforcement before you jumped on the LEAP stuff and retired. And in those decades, what did you see? Because you were right there in the so-called drug wars. What were the kind of things that you saw?
Oh, wow. Right smack in the middle of it. Everything from the violence associated with this illicit drug trade to the corruption, you know, among our ranks, the misconduct among our ranks, the dissension between law enforcement and communities, because we're now to the point where we're searching just about everyone, and many of those searches are inappropriate. But what really, really made me stand for a moment, step back and take notice was when I had a very close friend and comrade of mine who was assassinated in Washington, D.C. while working on a drug task force with the FBI back in 2000. His name was Ed Totley. He was an undercover trooper.
And so Ed, he was just in the middle of it, and obviously you had gotten the details of that, and were you shocked when that happened?
Well, I was devastated. This guy I had known for 15 years ever since he came on the job, and he had worked undercover most of his career. And that night when I got the phone call from a close friend, you know, he and I had talked about this case he was working, and I knew exactly what it was when I got the phone call. And then the drive down to the hospital, it was just one horrific night. And, you know, he had three kids, he had a wife, and then I realized that, you know, Ed wasn't the only one. We were losing cops left and right in this silly so-called war on drugs, and civilians, the casualties in our neighborhoods and communities is just unprecedented.
Yeah. And after Corporal Totley's death and having that all come back to you and realizing what was going on, like you said, all the cops that you had seen die in the middle of this and certainly civilians as well, what did you decide that you needed to do?
Well, when this happened, I had just retired from the Maryland State Police, and I was the commander of Baltimore City Police Department's Training Bureau. And I went right to my commissioner. And I told my commissioner, I said, look, I've got to start speaking out on this issue. I've thought about it for a long time, and it's time for a change. I said, I won't do it on police time, on the agency time. I won't do it on their dime. I said, but when I'm off, I'm going to do everything I can to get these policies changed. And he, unfortunately for me, he had no problem with that because I was in an appointed position. He could have terminated me just like that. For no reason whatsoever. But he also understood the issue.
Yeah. And so we know the war on drugs is not working the way we're fighting it. And all the money, the lives really matter the most, but the money also that's been thrown at this. From what you've seen, what do you think needs to be done? What's the best plan of attack?
Well, and this is my personal plan because LEAP doesn't have an official plan because there's so many different directions you can go to resolve this. But personally, I think that if we would just form the proper forum for an intelligent discussion involving the facts of this nonsense, of this war, if we were to bring the right people to the table, I think the administration in Washington, D.C., should spearhead this because many states are reluctant to move until the feds do. The Department of Justice needs to convene, you know, folks from education, folks from health, law enforcement, economics, and the list is long to get these experts to the table to begin to figure out the course, you know, our strategies, our next direction, how we should go, where we should go. We know we're in a dangerous place and we have to move. So we need to start formulating a plan, an exit strategy per se. I mean, that's what we did, you know, for the war in the Middle East. We need one here. We We need an exit strategy from the war on drugs, and it needs to happen now. And that's how we need to do it. I mean, it's going to be different for every community. You know, what the policies, the new policies would look like would be different for every community, just like with our alcohol policies. From state to state, they're different, and even some of the counties within those states have different policies. And that's what we need to do.
Yeah. Of all the drugs that that you've seen destroy lives and all the things that has happened lately, I've talked to a lot of guys on the front lines, I'll call it, Neil, that say meth is just some of the worst things that they have ever seen that's happened as a result of meth. Did you find that same experience?
Yeah, but see, here's what we don't realize. First of all, the more dangerous the drug, the more problematic the drug, the more urgency there is to have it regulated and controlled and get it away from these criminals to manufacture and distribute. You see, because meth is just the stimulant. Meth came about because cocaine was illegal. It was first called, referred to as the poor man's cocaine. You know, the problem with meth, the real problem with meth is how it's made and what it's used, I mean, what we use to make it with. That becomes very problematic because, you know, the effects of it are not much different than those amphetamines and that we give to our fighter pilots. They call them go pills. But they're made in a safer environment with safer ingredients. That's why they don't tear down the human body the way that meth does. So when you have something that's potentially dangerous, the worst thing we can do is put it in the hands of criminals to distribute, to manage within our neighborhoods.
Yeah, because of what the results are afterwards and how widespread and how dangerous is what you're saying.
Absolutely. There's no quality control for these products. There's no standards for these products. And, you know, when we prohibit these products, what we create, we literally create a one-man drugstore on just about every corner.
Mm. Wow.
And that's the worst that we can have.
Yeah, absolutely. The story that I told at the beginning, which I know you're familiar with, the Border Patrol agent Gonzalez was fired after he expressed his opinion that he thought that the war on drugs was so out of control and that if marijuana were legalized, this wouldn't be a problem. And a lot of people are saying, you know, this is flat out a First Amendment issue, if nothing else. Do you think he should have been dismissed for that?
Absolutely not. You know, this is such a disturbing story. You know, I've spoken to Brian on many occasions, and here's a young man that was devoted to his job, expressing his opinion as to this entire mess. It doesn't mean that he couldn't do his job. It doesn't mean that he still couldn't enforce those laws, because there are many, many cops who do not believe in this drug war, but yet they still enforce the policies they have sworn to, you know, to uphold. You know, they've taken an oath that they're going to uphold these laws. And I liken it to the fact that, you know, I don't agree, and I didn't as a cop agree with the gun laws that we had in the state of Maryland. You know, I thought that any good citizen should be able to carry a firearm, okay, and should qualify to carry a firearm. However, that's not what our laws dictated in this state. And if I caught you, a good citizen, and you had a handgun tucked in your waistband or in a holster, you were going to jail, even though I thought that you should have that right to carry it.
Yeah.
It's the same here. You know, that guy, Brian, you know, he was doing his job. He was doing his job well. But just because he had an opinion, his First Amendment, you know, protected under the First Amendment, you know, I'm really baffled by this particular case. Really baffled by this particular case, because it's a clear-cut case of violating his First Amendment rights.
No, I so agree with you, Major Franklin. Absolutely. If people want to find out more about LEAP, how can they do that? You've got a website, right?
Absolutely. You can find us at leap.cc.
Neil, I enjoyed the conversation. I look forward to having you back on the show again.
Kate, thanks for having me.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Kissmaster asks, are you all ready for Christmas? There's the question. How many people have gotten their Christmas tree, and is it real or fake? The raging debate continues here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I made the pronouncement that there is no way, no how, I would ever have a tree that was fake. I would go sans tree. I would go without a tree. Trust me, I've had a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I'm not always good at picking them. And I had a pinyon tree when I lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And pinyon is more like a bush. The pinyon trees aren't very big, at least the ones that they were selling to put the presents underneath. No matter what, I still like the live Christmas tree, don't like the fake. And in our little crazy nonsensical poll that you have all participated in, or at least many of you have, so far we've got 14 real and 26 fake. We added a couple from the other day. Fake is really leading the pack. You all like those trees from China that you get in a box. That's all I can think about. You know, I'm always chastising you about the China thing, supporting Red Dragon, that everything in your house is probably made in China. And lo and behold, I have this cool reef. It's a white reef that has lights weaved in it, and you just hanging up on the wall. It's pretty big. It's medium size, I guess. Pretty full looking, though. It's a neat looking reef. So I didn't realize this, but the other day when I pulled it out of the box, made in China. I'm serious. The tag fell off the back and fell on my shoe. Fell off the back of the reef, and boom, there it was. I think it was a message to me. I'm serious. All right, we're going to go to the mailbag in just a second, but first, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
How much do you think China product you have in your house? 80%?
No.
Come on.
Maybe 10%.
Really? So you purposely try to get things made in America?
Yep. If it costs a little more and says USA on it, I buy it.
Wow, good for you.
Well, if our belt done that, we wouldn't have to worry about China.
Well, that's true.
Keep the American people working here in this country.
True. But are we making it? How are you finding this stuff? Or what are we making?
Oh, you just got to look around.
All right.
Like my shirts. I try to find my pants. It's hard to do a lot of stuff, but there's still stuff made in America.
You just have to look harder.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Spend a little more money, but I just wonder what's the update on Herman Cain. He'll sleep on the couch or got knots on his head or what?
His wife was with him on Saturday when he said he was no longer
but she
moving
didn't
forward.
Look happy.
Well, you
can tell in the background she was madder and all get out.
It's like a perp walk. Do you think that Elliot Spitzer's wife was happy about standing behind him when he was saying his deal when he was the governor of New York? Do you think any of the former women remember the governor of New Jersey, McGreevy? That was the worst of all, because not only did he throw his wife under the bus, but he turned out to be gay on top of it.
Yeah.
So, and
Mark
she stood
Stanford's
right.
Wife.
Yeah, stood right behind him when those things happened. Of course, those women aren't with their husbands now, those two that we just mentioned.
Yeah.
It's a rough spot to be in. Ginger White, just, that was it. She blew it all up for Herman Cain.
Yeah, but you remember where I told you that interview they had with Greta Van Session? It's all put on and make-believe.
Yeah.
Well, Greta forgot to mention that her husband was a campaign aide for Herman Cain.
I know.
So
yeah.
That interview stunk clear to high heaven. All made up, put on, and all rehearsed.
I wonder why she didn't say that. Because, you know, he worked with Sarah Palin, too. I wonder, well, I guess just not.
People like me would have seen through it as phony.
Well, they announced it afterwards because a lot of people knew that he was doing that, so that was strange. Yeah, absolutely, of course. That was a bender. No question.
Yeah.
Trying to really wrap your mind around how open is this when, of course, you had access to him, but if the husband is helping with the campaign, I don't think you're going to really come in there smashing him over the head with anything rough.
No. No, like I said, they had it all rehearsed and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. Well, he's gone now. That's it.
Donald the Clown, he's trying to get back in now.
Yes, I saw. He's going to have that. He's going to be the Masters of Ceremony or the Questioner, or he's leading the debate, if you want to call it that, whatever you would name Trump. And so far, Newt Gingrich is going to be part of that. That's on ION TV. And
him and Romney.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only two be there.
Yeah.
I like what John Hutchman said. Say he wasn't going because he's going to sit back and watch Romney and Gingrich kiss up to him. So
yeah.
He ain't going. So. I just couldn't be a three-ring circus anymore. They just keep going on and on and on. And it's funnier and funnier and funnier.
But see, you're sucked into it because listen, there's been 10 debates. People have watched the debates. People are paying attention. So the three-ring circus is attracting everybody, and you don't have to pay for the price of admission.
No.
It's free.
It's getting more ridiculous every day.
I know.
I'm waiting for Palin to come out and like have a Dancing with the Palin stars or something like that.
They already did that.
Oh, they did?
Well, they did. Bristol Palin was on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I mean the delegates, the people who run it, have a Dancing with the Contest star with Palin or something.
You just love to trash Palin, I'm telling you.
Well, that'd be funnier.
She's not doing anything of the sort. She is the kingmaker. She's just able to sit and say her opinions and go out and get paid to speak. So she loves where she's at right now. Are you kidding? She would never... She's not jumping into this fray in any way that gets her too close into the fire. No way.
Well, they already exposed her. So she can't say nothing anyway. So, I want her to do a cartwheel like Nancy Grace.
Oh, you're brutal. She's not doing any cartwheels either. Rick, keep your hands...
What the Eagles will do with this quarterback situation?
Gee, what do you think? They're paying $100 million to Michael Vick. You think they're going to, let's flip a coin. Vick or Young? Vick or Young? Yeah. What should we do? It's going to be Vick. They're toast. The only thing the Eagles can do now is play spoilers. That's it.
Yeah. I just wonder what's going to happen there.
That's it. He's the guy. They paid too much money. There's no way. He's the man. Whether they like it or not, they are saddled up to Michael Vick.
Yeah,
I think they like it. I don't think they are trying to toss him out. I think the one who's going to get tossed out is Andy Reid, the coach.
Yeah, I think he's going to be done for it.
Yeah, they need to make a change there. They need to make a change. They need to make a change there, just like America needs to make a change. Rick, be careful.
Yeah.
Two hands on the wheel. Slide on down the road. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to boot the mail to our next segment in our next hour. Hopefully you can stick around for that, because we try to go to the mail each and every show. So many of you had opinions on a slew of different things. Some of you still on the Kane deal as to what I thought Kane was going to do. Would he end up endorsing somebody? Will he end up being parts of the Republican process, like in Tampa? And I think that's probably right. He probably will be there. He probably may even give a speech. They might throw him up on the stage. I'm not sure. But Kane is not tossed out completely. And his endorsement, because he had certainly some fans, I think his endorsement would carry a little bit of weight. And there's absolutely people that were really, really going to vote for Herman Cain. So those votes are up for grabs from the Republicans who are left. It's like a grab bag of at least a handful of votes anyway.